This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. And if you or someone you know has received an MBA from this university, today we celebrate the MBA program and all of its graduates as the program marks 50 years of service. We'll also be talking about a number of the programs within the College of Business. University of Nevada, Reno Provost Kevin Carman joins me in the studio. Welcome, Kevin.
Happy holidays, David. Great to be here.
And Kevin, your guest today is Greg Mosier, Dean of the College of Business. Greg, congratulations to you and the college on this major milestone, and welcome to KUNR.
Great. Thanks, David.
Greg, we'll be hearing more from you in just a moment. But Kevin, let me turn to you first to share why this is such an important milestone and what the MBA program and all the other College of Business programs mean to this university.
Well, they're pivotal to all of the economic development that's going on in Northern Nevada, and we'll be able to talk a bit about that. But the executive MBA and the MBA program are certainly signature programs associated with the College of Business. I think I should briefly introduce Greg and where he comes from. First of all, we have something in common. We hail originally from the western badlands of Kansas, and so we both grew up in western Kansas and northwest Kansas, so it's fun to rendezvous again with Kansas folks out here in Nevada. Greg came to us from Oklahoma State University. He arrived at UNR in 2007. Obviously, he's been through some difficult times with the budget, with the university and the state, but now some very positive things are happening, and again, he can talk more about that. At Oklahoma State, he served as associate and interim dean of the College of Business there, and he also held the Peter Baugh Professor of Legal Studies and Business Ethics at Oklahoma State. He has his Juris Doctorate from the University of Kansas and his EdD in Education from Oklahoma State. So again, Greg has been here now for several years, is a well-recognized feature not only on campus but in the community and in the region, and another example of the great assets and great people we have here at the university.
Well, how about that?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that introduction, Kevin.
I thought we might get the chat going by we talked about the MBA and its 50th anniversary, but taking even one step further back in history, Greg, as you were relating to me, there Nevada has a really special place in history and in terms of business education in the western United States. Why don't you start out with that?
Well, there's a great history of the College of Business that was written by the first dean of the College of Business at the University of Nevada. His name was Robert Weems. We didn't become a college until 1956, but in his book, he recounts really the history of business education at the University of Nevada. And he points out that from the inception of the university and its Reno campus, having moved here from Elko back in the 1800s, there was a two-year curriculum in business education that was offered through a school of business. That program eventually went away, and then in the year 1900, the university started a four-year bachelor's degree program in business, where a person could actually receive a degree at the time in what they said was commerce. The only other university that was west of the Mississippi River at the time that was offering a four-year degree in business was University of California in Berkeley. But being the second in the West actually made us the fourth in the United States to offer that four-year degree. The other two were in the East, and those included Wharton at the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Chicago, which has now become the Booth School at the University of Chicago. So being in the top four in the United States and the first being able to offer a four-year business degree is kind of an important milestone.
So we were really a pioneering university in that regard. And fast forward, I guess, 65 years to 1965, and the MBA program was established around that time?
Yeah, 1965 is the founding of the MBA program. The College of Business was founded in 1956. And that was a fairly similar time when lots of colleges of business were being found across the United States. Prior to that time, in a lot of places, you would have found departments of business, sometimes combined with departments of economics or sociology, which is what the case was here at the University of Nevada. But in 56, it was determined that you really needed to have a standalone college. And so the College of Business Administration was formed at that time. And so it was about, 9 years later that you see the evolution in terms of offering the MBA program. A little late to the game with the MBA program. The first MBA was actually developed by Harvard in 1908. But once we got started, we never looked back. And so we've been able to grow the MBA program into really one of the flagship programs for the college and the university.
And in our world of acronyms, we should probably note that the MBA stands for a Master's of Business Administration. So 50 years later, here we are, the very well-regarded MBA program. We have the executive MBA program that has been around for a relatively short period of time. Why don't you give us an update on where we are?
Yeah, those programs have actually grown to the point that if we look at our MBA program, which we represent as being a part-time MBA program, we offer it mostly in evenings so that working professionals have the opportunity to pursue that education. That has grown to an enrollment this year of approximately 205 students, which makes it the largest graduate program on campus. The executive MBA program has enjoyed 3 years of graduation of a cohort model. There are currently over 70 students who are enrolled in that executive MBA program that we offer exclusively online. Both programs have enjoyed lots of recognition over the last few years by publications such as Business Week, U.S. News and World Report, and Princeton Review, range anywhere at one time a high of number 4 for the part-time MBA program by Business Week to more like today we have a number 29 ranking by U.S. News and World Report for the executive MBA.
So I've had the, as you know, the privilege of speaking to your graduates in the executive MBA program, the online program.
Yeah.
The first ceremony that I went to, I was a bit confused, a bit perplexed because I thought, you know, we've got these students from all over the country and in some cases all over the world that are participating in this online program. Who's going to come to the graduation? I thought that we're going to have a virtual graduation, and I was just pleasantly surprised when we arrived. The students had come there, many of them. It was their first time on campus. They were there with their families, and what a strong connection that they felt with the university, with the campus, with their professors, and how proud they were to be graduates of the University of Nevada. It really sort of turned my head and my thinking about online programs.
I really appreciate you pointing that out because that really is one of the hallmarks of our program is that we build a sense of community around those students. The faculty in particular go out of their way to try to make sure that you get that look and feel, as you were, of a resident program.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik. We're talking about the milestone of 50 years of the university's MBA program, along with many other programs here at the College of Business. My guests today are Kevin Carman, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, along with Greg Mosier, Dean of the College of Business. Greg, you mentioned the network of our university's MBA graduates around the world. Is that a critical aspect of the MBA program?
Yeah, that is actually the goal that you set out for with an MBA program. It's about building a professional community. Business education would tell you that all of business degrees that we offer are regarded as professional degrees. And that means that it comes with this community expectation about building networks, building connections, having a sense of ethic that surrounds what the work is that goes on in business. And so we try to stay connected as best we can with those students to make sure that they remain in communication and help build the reputation of the program. We're actually part of the 50th anniversary trying to get a little more of that going. There's an opportunity for alums of the MBA program to log into a website we've created on campus that will allow them to receive a commemorative coin in recognition of the 50th anniversary. So calling all alums, register with us through the website, and you'll receive one of our commemorative coins.
Kevin, let me turn to you for just a moment. As an administrator, what's the value to the university of the College of Business programs?
One aspect of measuring the value of the College of Business is just reflected in how students vote with their feet, if you will. It's one of our most rapidly growing programs at the university, along with science and engineering, business majors in general. Greg mentioned to me that in 2007, when he arrived here, there were 2,300 students pursuing business degrees, and now there's over 3,200 students. So clearly, it's a very important program for our students. It's also an important component of our broader mission of outreach and engagement with the community and economic development. Greg can tell you that we are engaged in a variety of ways with local industries, small and large. We have the Small Business Development Center. We're engaged with Greg has a network of large corporations that interface with the college. And it also is a program that interfaces nicely with our other academic programs on campus. For example, we have the BS MBA programs in science and engineering, so you can get in 5 years, you can get your bachelor's degree in, say, civil engineering and also come out with an MBA. So we really bring people into the workforce that have that toolkit that allow them to be immediately impactful. This really is integral to our university mission to be engaged as an economic engine for the state and for Northern Nevada in particular.
So, Greg, does the BS MBA program that Kevin just mentioned represent some of the efforts of the College of Business to meet today's business landscape and the students' changing needs?
That would be a great example of that, about how we've tried to expand into serving what the needs are of the students here at the university, as well as the local economic and workforce needs. So in the case of those programs, it's really a single program. It's just is available for students in both engineering and science. But it allows an opportunity for a student who develops a very strong skill set in a technical area of expertise, maybe in science, maybe in engineering, that can then move into getting the basic business skills that they need through the general management degree that is the MBA. And typically, if they do it in the correct sequencing, they can do that in 5 years. So it's the ability to get a master's degree along with a four-year undergraduate degree and graduate, we'd say, work ready.
I can tell you from my interactions with employers over the years that that combination of skill sets is very desirable. I often hear, you know, I come from the world of science, and so I hear from employers, okay, fine, they come out and they know the periodic table and they're very competent technically within their discipline, but they know nothing about accounting, or they know nothing about management. They haven't worked in teams or whatever those soft skills might be. So this is an opportunity to really help those students be very well prepared and attractive in the workforce.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik. We're highlighting the range of programs of the College of Business as its MBA program celebrates 50 years. Our guest today, Kevin Carman, Provost of the University of Nevada, Reno, along with Greg Mosier, Dean of the College of Business. Greg, our listeners may not be familiar with the College of Business's Global Business Initiatives. Explain what that is.
Yeah, we're very proud of the globalization initiative that we have in the college. It's actually one of the strategic initiatives we adopted in our last strategic planning process that we instituted. Part of that just comes back to the basic notion that business is global. There's no way to get around that. We find that from our students who will tell us, you know, within 6 months of going to work somewhere, they're dealing with an international client or an international vendor or something else. And so understanding how the business works in that global environment is incredibly important. And nothing like actual practice to be able to figure that out. So we've done that in a variety of different ways. We do offer some educational programming that we try to offer for students to have the opportunity to study in different cultures and different countries. Probably our highest profile program that we do for that is our Nevada Global Business. In Nevada Global Business, we actually, in one of our programs, work with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, and the School of Business there. And we have a month in residence for students and faculty from both of our institutions at the University of London in London, England. And there they take classes much like they would take them here if they were on campus. But at the time, they also get to enjoy the cultural and historical aspects of living in London for a month, and which opens up their eyes a lot about what's going on in global business. We also offer a course where the students have an opportunity to go to Toronto every year. A lot of people don't realize, but the U.S.-Canada Trade Partnership is the largest trading partnership in the world between two countries. There's more cross-border trade takes place between the U.S. and Canada than any other two countries. We have a class that goes to New York, and you might laugh and say, well, that's not really international, until, of course, you go to New York and you figure out New York is very international. And then just a new program we just launched, and it's going to be the first year this summer, and that is a course that's going to take students to Switzerland. We're an opportunity to look at what the global trade is from Nevada into Switzerland. And another little fact that a lot of people may not be aware of, but typically the largest single trading partner globally for the state of Nevada is the country of Switzerland. Now, that you drill down on that a little bit and you find out historically and traditionally that is because that's where the gold that is mined in Nevada is first exported to.
There's a lot that the college does that's involved with entrepreneurship and outreach, but really, one of the gems that I think that folks should know about, if they don't, is the Osman Center and the entrepreneurial activities that you're engaged with, the Sontag competition every year. Maybe you could briefly tell us about what's going on in the Osman Center.
Yeah, the Osman Center is the umbrella organization for all things entrepreneurship in the college and in many ways within the university. There are other entrepreneurial activities in the university, but we try to be collaborative on all of those so that we make sure that all disciplines have an opportunity to participate in entrepreneurship. The Osmond Center is that umbrella organization that's created by the great generosity of Fatih and Aaron Osmond, who are with Sierra Nevada Corporation. And they created that about a year ago, the Osmond Center, which, again, is a focal point for curriculum, for a minor that we offer for university-wide, for a lot of events that really try to husband the nature of entrepreneurship among those people who may be interested. And one of those activities is the Sontag Entrepreneurship Competition. Again, a university-wide competition, an endowment that was created by Rick and Susan Sontag, who are Rick was an alum of the university. That fund actually provides a $50,000 prize to the winning entrepreneurship program that a group of students at the university may put together. And so we find that to be a way that a student can really, or a group of students can take a significant amount of money and actually try to put their dream to life in terms of a plan they have for a business.
So, Greg, would you say that one of the biggest shifts is the global aspect of everything in business today?
Globalization is just a reality. You don't enter into a business without, within the first few months, figuring out that commodity prices of things that are imported or exported from around the world and suppliers that you deal with from in and around the world, that you have to have a global context in order to understand that. We try to make it most relevant as we can to our students. One other program that we have is very robust is working with the Lanzhou School of Management at Lanzhou University in Gansu Province, China. And we have a pretty long relationship with them, an exchange agreement we've executed with them. We've made arrangements to allow our faculty to teach in their MBA program this summer. That's when our faculty are off contract here at the university, and so it's an opportunity for them to go over there and get exposure in China. At the same time, they have, the last 2 years, sent their executive MBA program to visit Reno and the surrounding area with about 40 EMBA students that they host, and they come and learn about Nevada and Reno and hopefully think about this place as a place to expand their global business horizons.
Kevin, as we wrap up, your closing thoughts?
We've, again, demonstrated what an extraordinary program we have here on the campus. It serves students in the area, in the region, and around the world, and it's just another example of how our educational programs are engaged in the full spectrum of the mission of the university.
This has been the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik, visiting today with Greg Mosier, Dean of the College of Business here at the University of Nevada, Reno, as the MBA program celebrates 50 years of service, and we've been talking about a number of the services and programs at the College of Business. Greg, enjoy this special time, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And University Provost Kevin Carman. Kevin, thanks as always for coming to share your insights, and it's always nice when you bring along a guest as you did with Greg today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. And again, holiday tidings to all of your wonderful KUNR listeners.
And I'll echo those remarks as well. Happy holidays. And this is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR.